Boston's most prestigious single-sex Catholic high school has accepted a woman, although not as a student. The board of Boston College High School in Dorchester has announced that Grace Cotter Regan will become the school's first female president. Regan says she's committed to seeing the school grow in other kinds of diversity under her leadership. WBUR's Max Larkin has more.
Grace Cotter Regan comes to BC High as something like royalty. Her father was both an alumnus and a football coach there for 50 years. Her son Bartley was a quarterback before he graduated in 2012. Still, Regan was surprised when she learned that she got the job.
I never thought it would be a possibility to be the president of BC High. I never thought, honestly, that they would consider a woman.
In a letter, the search committee cited Regan's past success in school leadership and her commitment to Catholic education, as well as her family ties to BC High, as their reasons for choosing her. As the first female president, Regan might find it a bit lonely at the top. The school's student body remains all male after a controversy that divided the school's board earlier this year. But Regan, who went to the all-girls Notre Dame Academy, doesn't see that as a problem.
I'm a product of single sex, and my boys are as well, both of my sons, my husband. I really like a single sex education. I always did.
Not everyone agrees. Sociologist Paul Lepore grew up in Boston and conducted a study of single sex Catholic schools 20 years ago. He says even then it was clear that the arguments for single gender schools weren't necessarily supported by the data. If test scores are higher at schools like BC High, Lepore says, it may be because of selective admissions or higher household incomes rather than sexual segregation.
Students are different to begin with. They actually come from more advantaged backgrounds. There wasn't a sense that single-gendered schools were doing much for either boys or for girls.
But Regan says a single-gender school doesn't have to be homogenous. She says she wants her presidency to reflect where she's coming from. For the past 5 years, she's been head of St. Mary's of Lynn, a co-ed school where low-income and immigrant students are very common.
What an amazing experience to have a truly diverse school where some students are blessed and some are not in the same way, but they're all in the same level playing field. And I feel that that's as important at BC High.
Regan says she'll ask BC High's donors to see some students as, quote, mission kids, worth admitting with scholarships. Low-income students and immigrants not from Ireland or Italy, as the school's earliest students were, but from Central and South America.
And now we have a whole other population of those, again, those who are blessed and those who are less blessed, but we have to make that commitment from a justice perspective.
Regan says she'll replace the outgoing president, William Kameza, gradually, but she expects to be settled in and working on her own mission during the next school year. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Max Larkin.